Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. It is such a blessing, it's a joy to be able to have the Word of God before us, to study His Word, to learn from Him, knowing that God wants to speak to us in the teaching of His Word. And we're just such a blessed and really an honored people to have God's Word before us, and then also Him as our teacher. We always go to Him in prayer as we begin our study, so let me encourage you to pray along with me as I pray. Heavenly Father, again, here we are before You and Your throne, knowing that You're right here among us, that You'll teach us Your Word by Your Holy Spirit. You'll guide us into all truth, and You'll empower us to live according to that truth as You reveal Yourself to us through Your Word. And so we just want to bless You. We want to give You thanks for these things. I pray that Your blessing would be upon every person hearing these words, Lord, in studying Your Word. And we'll give You thanks and praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Doing Well If He's Sleeping. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 11 and verse 12. The Apostle John wrote after Jesus heard about Lazarus being sick. He abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then after that said he to his disciples, "Let us go into Judea again." His disciples said unto him, "Master, the Jews of late sought to stone you, and are you going there again?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in the day? But if any man walks in the day, he stumbles not, because he sees the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbles, because there is no light in him." These things said he, and after that he said unto them, Our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep." And in chapter 11 of verse 12 of his book, John shared how Jesus' disciples said, "Lord, if he sleeps, he shall do well." Where we read, "Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleeps, he shall do well." The verse reads, "Then said his disciples." John began with the words, "then said," which means, at that time uttered, declared, and proclaimed his disciples, or Jesus' students, pupils, and attendants, the following words. John shared how Jesus' disciples proclaimed the next words. The verse goes on to say, "Lord, if he sleeps, he shall do well." John continued with the word "Lord," which means one to whom a person or thing belongs, about which he has power of deciding, and the title given to God the Messiah. If he sleeps, or whether Lazarus is calm, quiet, and sleeping, he shall do well, which means Lazarus will be kept sound, safe, made well, and be healed and restored to health. John shared how Jesus' disciples referred to him as Lord as they told him if Lazarus was sleeping, it would serve to make him well again. When we think through John's words in this verse, we learn how Jesus' disciples were only thinking about the physical health of Lazarus. As far as they knew, if Lazarus was sleeping, he would be restored to health. Jesus will make them aware of Lazarus' real condition in our next verse. But for now, let us realize Jesus knows the whole picture, and many times people are only aware of some of the truth. God has a plan of salvation through His Son Jesus that is offered to every person who surrenders their life to Him. And those who are wise will realize God is all-knowing, and He knows exactly what needs to be done in both the spiritual and physical world of people. Let all who read and hear these words submit to Him. Next time, John shares how Jesus spoke of His death. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His Word. In Jesus' name,